Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Akata Learn, your lifelong education companion. In today's episode, we're delving into the transformative insights from the book Becoming a Person of Influence by the renowned author John Maxwell. Becoming a Person of Influence by John Maxwell is a book that explores the power of influence and how individuals can develop it in their personal and professional lives. The book is filled with practical advice, real-life examples, and actionable steps to help readers become effective leaders and influencers. The book is divided into four sections: the key to influence, the foundation of influence, the impact of influence, and the influence continuum. Each section delves into different aspects of influence, including character, integrity, relationships, and communication. Maxwell uses various stories and anecdotes to illustrate his points and provide relatable examples. He emphasizes the importance of developing oneself as a leader and understanding the impact one's actions can have on others. The book also emphasizes the need for authenticity and genuine care for others in order to become a person of influence. One of the key themes of the book is the idea that influence is not about manipulating or controlling others, but rather about inspiring and empowering them. Maxwell stresses the importance of building trust and credibility, as well as the value of listening and understanding others' perspectives. The author's writing style is engaging and easy to follow. He presents his ideas in a clear and concise manner, making it accessible to readers of all backgrounds. The book is filled with practical tips and strategies that readers can immediately apply to their own lives. Now, let's dive into a summary of each chapter to give you a taste of the wealth of knowledge contained in Becoming a Person of Influence. Chapter 1, The Key to Influence. In this opening chapter, Maxwell introduces the concept of influence and its importance in personal and professional life. He explains that influence is the key to leadership and success, and the rest of the book is dedicated to guiding readers on how to become a person of influence. Chapter 2, Integrity, the Foundation of Leadership. Maxwell emphasizes the role of integrity as the foundational building block of influence. He explains that to be influential, one must be trustworthy, honest, and consistent in their values and actions. Chapter 3, Nurturing Your Dreams. This chapter discusses the significance of having a vision and setting goals. Maxwell encourages readers to nurture their dreams and have a clear sense of purpose, as this will drive their desire to be influential. Chapter 4, The Secret of Finding Common Ground. Maxwell delves into the art of building and nurturing relationships. He emphasizes the importance of finding common ground with others, understanding their perspective, and communicating effectively to connect with people. Chapter 5, Handling Differences. In this chapter, Maxwell addresses the importance of dealing with conflicts and differences constructively. He provides guidance on resolving disputes and turning them into opportunities for growth. Chapter 6, Connecting with Others. Maxwell discusses the power of active listening and genuine empathy in connecting with people. He highlights that influential individuals are skilled in understanding the needs and emotions of others. Chapter 7, Positioning Yourself for Success. This chapter focuses on personal development and self-improvement. Maxwell explains the significance of continual learning, taking responsibility for one's growth, and positioning oneself for success in various aspects of life. Chapter 8, Becoming a Great Communicator. Effective communication is a key component of influence. Maxwell explores the art of communication, including the importance of clear and persuasive messaging. Chapter 9, Motivation, the Heart of Influence. Maxwell delves into the role of motivation in influence. He explains that influential people inspire and motivate others by setting an example and helping them achieve their goals. Chapter 10, Influence and Morale. This chapter discusses how influential individuals can boost morale and create a positive work or social environment. By supporting and encouraging others, they contribute to a more motivated and engaged group. Chapter 11, The Principles of Influence. Maxwell presents a summary of the principles discussed throughout the book. He emphasizes that becoming a person of influence requires commitment to these principles and continuous practice. Chapter 12, The Challenge of Change. In the final chapter, Maxwell acknowledges the challenges that come with change and encourages readers to embrace change as an opportunity for growth and increased influence. Now, let's discuss some practical applications from the book. 1. Develop your character. Maxwell emphasizes that influence begins with character. To become a person of influence, focus on developing qualities such as integrity, trustworthiness, humility, and empathy. These character traits will help you build strong relationships and gain the respect and trust of others. 2. Build strong relationships. Cultivate meaningful connections with others by investing time and effort into building relationships. Show genuine interest in people, be a good listener, and offer support and encouragement. Building strong relationships is crucial for gaining influence and making a positive impact. 3. Add value to others. One of the most effective ways to become influential is to add value to the lives of others. Look for ways to serve and help others, whether through sharing knowledge, offering assistance, or providing guidance. By consistently adding value, you will gain influence and become someone people turn to for advice and support. 4. Develop excellent communication skills. Effective communication is a key aspect of influence. Work on improving your communication skills, including active listening, clear articulation, and the ability to inspire and motivate others. Good communication helps you connect with people on a deeper level and convey your ideas and values effectively. 5. Lead by example. Maxwell emphasizes the importance of leading by example. People are more likely to be influenced by those who embody the qualities and values they admire. Be a role model by consistently demonstrating integrity, authenticity, and a strong work ethic. Your actions will speak louder than words and will have a powerful impact on others. 6. Continuously learn and grow. To become a person of influence, commit to lifelong learning and personal growth. Stay curious, seek new knowledge, and develop new skills. By continuously improving yourself, you will become a more valuable and influential person. 7. Practice gratitude and appreciation. Show genuine appreciation for the people around you and the contributions they make. Expressing gratitude not only strengthens your relationships but also enhances your influence. People are more likely to be influenced by those who appreciate and acknowledge their efforts. The book is filled with insightful quotes that encapsulate the essence of influence and leadership. Here are a few. Leadership is not about being in charge. It is about taking care of those in your charge. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Success is not measured by what you accomplish, but by the opposition you have encountered, and the courage with which you have maintained the struggle against overwhelming odds. The greatest leader is not necessarily the one who does the greatest things. He is the one that gets the people to do the greatest things. Leadership is not about position or title, it is about influence and impact. Leadership is not about being the best. It is about making everyone else better. The true measure of leadership is not how many followers you have, but how many leaders you create. Leadership is not about being popular, it is about being responsible. Leadership is not about being in the spotlight, it is about shining the light on others. The most important single ingredient in the formula of success is knowing how to get along with people. As we wrap up this episode, we want to leave you with this. Influence isn't about wielding power over others. It's about inspiring and empowering them. So, go out there, lead with integrity, connect with others, and add value to their lives. And remember, your influence has the potential to make a lasting impact on the world. Thank you for joining us on Between the Lines. If you enjoyed this episode, do well to grab a copy of the book.